It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
What's it going to take to win the division this year? How many games? And I'm going to put, because the Mariners have been so close to that number the last 2-3 years, I'm going to put the Mariners over under at 90. Brad Adam, how many games does it take to win the division? And the Mariner under over 90. Go.
I like that. You know, I think to win, I think 90, you know, 90 won it last year. And I think 90 wins it this year. I think with the slow starts and I think with the guys out for both Houston and Texas, I think it'll be hard for them to get to 90. You know, once they start playing each other, the Mariners haven't played either one yet. They play them less, I know, in the division because you play everybody. But I still think 90 is going to win it. And over under Mariners, I'm going to go, I got to go right at the number, right? I got to right at 90 and have them get the division. If they do, I think it'll be just huge for them because they snuck in or squeaked in. You can say whatever you want 2 years ago, missed it last year by a game. You know, to win the division and have home field, I mean, such an advantage. Unless you're Houston, I guess, in the postseason. But to say that you won the West, and you know what? We beat the defending World Series champs, and we beat Houston, who's won it, you know, 7 of 8 years or whatever it is. And that's a big feather in the cap for the Mariners. You know, getting back to the postseason is great, and that's the goal right now. But for that division, you know, to chase those guys down and – and I think they've got the team to do it. But again, a lot of ifs when you got to stay healthy and they just got to produce. I get that. And the rotation has to be better. I get that. But I just think on paper, pitching carries the day and their pitching is better. And I just think the Mariners can get close to 90 and take the division. It's going to be very close, though. Very close.
Well, I think this year, the Houston Astros, they've been such a thorn in the Mariners' side for the last 6-7 years. It's been no chance. I think they're vulnerable this year, and the Mariners need to take advantage of that. You know, I come back there year in and year out, and I hear that all the time. We got to get back to the postseason, man. That city and that city I lived in for years, it's such a great city. The fans, when you win, man, they come out and they support you like nothing I've seen. You know, maybe Philly last year in the postseason when they were going crazy in Philly. I thought, wow, that's electric, but that's how it was in Seattle in the early 2000s. If you win, they will come out. And just the fact that I'm sitting here watching from 2001 to present, we've gone to the postseason one time. Kidding me?
I know.
That is a gold mine, the city of Seattle. And it's just something about the culture. It can't be, we got to get back to the postseason. It's got to be more like Tampa Bay, the Rays. The Rays do it on a limited budget every year. And when you walk through those doors in spring training, it's not, oh, we got to get to the postseason. Oh, we're going to the postseason. It's whether we can win a World Series. And that's got to be a culture shift. That's got to happen in Seattle. It's too great of a city. It's too much of a gold mine city from a sports standpoint to just be like, oh, hope we make it this year. And that wasn't against you saying that. That's what it's become in Seattle. Right. Man, it'd be great to just get to the postseason and maybe win a couple games. No, we got to get to the postseason and steamroll some people.
Exactly.
You got a pitching staff like that. Get your ass to the postseason and beat some people's ass. And I don't see that.
I'm going to put that on a sign, Booney.
Yeah, I want to see that be the kind of the culture there because that city is so awesome. It's an underrated city. Seattle's never known. You don't think us, you know, people mention Seattle. Oh, it's kind of a laid back, have a latte type city, which it is in many respects.
Sure.
But they don't know they're not known for their sports prowess. Whereas you go to Philadelphia, you go to an Eagle game and man, it's on. You go to a Philly game in the postseason,
right,
Sixer, Flyer. You go to New York, you go to Yankee Stadium in the postseason, it's like nothing I've ever seen. But I've seen it in Seattle. And if you were a team that went year in and year out to the postseason and made runs, people would be surprised at how passionate Seattle fans are about it. You know, in the early 2000s, what we went through, but I came back to, you know, and I came back to the city a few years after I stepped away from the game, and I went to a Seahawk game.
I'll
tell you, I walked into that arena, and I'm sitting there, and I forget who I was with, a buddy of mine. And I said, this is how it used to be at our baseball games. This place, and you just feel it. And it's like almost goosebumpy. But I want to see that Mariner franchise get back to the – I mean, they're too good. They have too many resources. It's in too great of a city to just settle for. Hopefully you get that one lucky playoff spot, and good try if you lose in the first round. Nonsense.
Right,
you got to get there and be a force, because Seattle, I'd love to see the city of Seattle put on the map as, man, you don't want to go into Seattle in the postseason. Those fans are crazy. That's what it's all about. That's where I wanted to go as a player. I wanted to go to hostile territory, because that's what you live for. I mean, those are the memories that will never be taken away from you. Sitting there in a World Series game in old Yankee Stadium. Ooh. Even when I lost, and man, it was tough. My heart was broken several times there in the postseason, but there's nothing like it. And I'll never get to relive it, but I got to live it.
Yeah.
And it's what it's all about.
Yeah. And you know, back in 01, 02, when you guys were winning, you know, every game, there was about a sellout every night. It was over 40,000 every night. That place was rocking. And back at Safeco Field, you know, not now at T-Mobile Park, it got there a couple of years ago. Houston came to town for that one playoff game, and it was a sellout, as you would expect. But that was the 18 inning 1-0 Houston win. They completed the 3-game sweep, and I'm telling you, I was there. Nobody left, Booney. I mean, it was over a 6-hour game and nobody left. I mean, they were on their feet every bottom of the inning and all 18 innings. It was an unbelievable atmosphere. And you're right, if you don't know, if you haven't been to a playoff game, because it hasn't been very many, unfortunately. But Seattle, the fans bring it. And you mentioned the Seahawks and their Super Bowl run. I mean, they're setting records over there. They're, you know, they got the Beast Quake over there. They're, you know, monitoring earthquakes over there. Same thing at T-Mobile Park. And it's great when there's a sellout and there's energy. Like when Toronto comes to town, they bring a lot of Blue Jays fans from north of the border, and it's a party for 3 days, and it's a different feeling. And the guys experience that, and they're like, hey, this is really kind of fun. I mean, we feed off this energy, right, of the crowd. And to get that back, a postseason run, you know, last couple of weeks of a season, you're in a pennant race, you know, deep into September. It's just, you know, it's better for us. You know, we're excited to go, fans, players. It's just, as you know, it's a different animal, a different atmosphere there. And, you know, to get them back, maybe you have home fields, you know, you just get one playoff game. Get there, maybe get a couple of series, you know, and just get this place rocking. But you're right, this is a great window for this team, right? They're all pretty, you got Castillo locked up. You got the other starters young and controllable. A great, you know, place, a great foundation to get back there. Not just get back there, but be a constant. You know, like you mentioned, the Tampa Bay. Teams like that expect it every year. Every year. You know, like Baltimore's going to start doing that, right? Yankees expect it even though they haven't been there. In a while. Houston and Texas, they expect it. So match that level of commitment and get back and you know, do some damage.
It's a culture thing. You gotta have that culture. It can't be, oh, we're hoping. No, it's gotta be we're going.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.